everyone. This is the August 26, 2010, Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast. And I am Dana Marie. And the podcast is back from summer hiatus. Although I did mention on the last podcast, which was recorded back in early July, that the podcast was on summer hiatus until September. Well, it's almost September. So I just decided to record the podcast a little ahead of schedule. Plus, I have a couple of reading requests to take care of, and I didn't want to wait any longer. So I hope that you've had, or still having, a fantastic summer. Summer for me has been very, very hot in New York City. Although I must say, this past week we've had a bit of a break. It actually rained for a couple of days, so temperatures were unseasonably cooler than normal. I think Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the temperature was around or hovering around 70 degrees. It was overcast and it felt like fall. So that was great because I got sick and tired of whatever it was recorded. 30 plus days of over 90 degree temps and high heat, high humidity in New York City. I just got sick of it. I was like, please, summer, let it end. Then I got my electric bill. Ouch. Okay, I'm really waiting for summer to end. But aside from that, I've had a pretty good summer. Still doing my work as an intuitive and getting my little kitty cat gals, Francine and Gigi, acclimated with their new home. Gigi is growing. She's the younger of the two, and she's actually Francine's daughter. Gigi has grown by leaps and bounds and quite inquisitive and just owning her own personality right now. And Gigi reminds me a lot of she reminds me of Maggie somewhat. Maggie was the cat I had previously who made her transition back in May. And there are things that Gigi does that reminds me of Maggie, such as this morning I'm waking up from sleep and I noticed that Gigi, for the first time ever, was actually laying on my side. So can you picture me laying in bed? I look up and there's this cat on me and I'm like, oh, Gigi, Maggie used to do that. So I think maybe Gigi's Maggie incarnate or something. Francine's also making a lot of progress here. She is what they call a feral cat. So, you know, Francine is still jumpy and not as socially interactive with me as I would like, but, you know, these things take time. But Francine finally, within the past week or so, started playing with her toys and roaming around the house a little bit more and, you know, just starting to make some slow progress here. So I'm really proud of her. They're both very well-trained kitties, and they're not destructive. They're very smart, and I'm very blessed to have them here with me. And also, for the summer, I've done some things. I really haven't traveled all that much, and I'm still in between jobs. So, you know, if you can imagine, you know, finances were good, and then then I had to really watch my budget. Now they're picking up again, and I have to watch my budget still. You know, either until things pick up with my work or a job, whatever comes first. So I really can't complain about the summer other than it's been, like, incredibly hot. And even today as I'm recording this, it's still pretty comfortable. So I'm happy that we've had a break here in the city with all of that oppressive heat. Anyway, so the podcast is back in full swing, back to the regular twice-a-month format. And as I have always said before in the past, this is not just my podcast, this is your podcast too. And, you know, the more you participate with your questions for free readings or what have you, maybe the podcast would pick up more in frequency. But for now, I kind of like the twice a month format, and it really allows, you know, things to happen in between podcasts that I can really talk to you about. And what's really important here is answering your questions. And, you know, things were a little slow with the podcast questions coming in, but, you know, things started picking up quite recently, so that's what prompted me to record today. So let's go over the lineup of today's podcast. First, we'll look at the sun sign Virgo, which is now in full swing, and comparing Virgo to the Knight of Pentacles from Tarot. Next, I have a reading request for Stanislava, and I hope to God I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Next, I have an invitation to non-psychic businesses, and I'll talk about that. Then I have a lot of upcoming events going on between now and October, and I'll run those down briefly. Next, I have a reading request for Wendy. And lastly, manifest blessings is our spiritual powwow topic for today. Alrighty, around August 20th, 21st, the sun entered Virgo. So happy birthday to all of you great Virgos out there. And I want to talk about your sun sign in particular in relation to the Knight of Pentacles and making a comparison. I believe by looking at the Knight of Pentacles from any tarot deck, particularly the Rider-Waite, and looking at it and examining it, really tells a story about who a Virgo is individually, astrologically, and even psychically. But first and foremost, who is a Virgo? What makes a Virgo tick? Well, my perception of a Virgo, and I know quite a few, that Virgos are very, very persistent individuals. They strive to the very end to get the job done. So I consider Virgos to be very reliable, dependable, very structured, at least stable for an earth sign. I don't know if they're as stable as Tauruses, let's say, but Virgos can be quite stable. Virgos do have a tendency to, be a little bit on the judgmental side, if you will, and not necessarily with other people, but more judging of themselves. They tend to either, you know, put a lot of expectations on themselves, and when those expectations fall through, Virgos can get very like, oh, the world is coming to an end. And they have a tendency to really be hard on themselves. So I what I'm trying to say here is that Virgos have a tendency to strive for perfection. They are the premier perfectionists when it comes to the zodiac. They're all about serious planning, persistence, reliability. You know, like a bulldog, okay? You cannot get a good Virgo down, okay? And what's also good about a Virgo is that, you know, they tend to be hardworking. They may not be the most flamboyant of the zodiac, but with a Virgo, pretty much what you see is what you get. And they can be quite cautious, too. So, you know, they're not all about taking huge leaps and being reckless or careless. They tend to plan things well and quite methodically. Okay, so I believe a Virgo is very proud of just going things slow and examining all areas before making any decisions, and they're just perfectionists, okay? That's what it really boils down to. Those are the ones that you would rather have as a boss, because like I said, with a Virgo, what you see is what you get. And they're pretty streamlined, so in terms of moods and everything, a Virgo is pretty much on a, you know, it's not too up and down. You know, what you get with a Virgo doesn't really fluctuate. It is what it is with them. And it can be, you know, I don't think that Virgos are pretty much in your face, you know, at least not in the combative sense. You know, if they really need to say something, they'll use words as constructively as possible, even if it stings. So at times they do tend to be a bit critical, but not to really criticize. I believe they criticize them their own selves, but you know, in terms of constructive criticism, that's what they're also good at, because they're observers. They observe from a distance, and they're very methodical in that. So they'll look at you, they'll take into account your habits, your traits, and they'll be good to point out your good qualities, but they'll also point out your flaws as well, and make no bones about it. So for you Virgos out there who might be going through some cyclical ruts, if you will, and things are a little bit slow, this is your time between now and late September, around September 20th. This is your time to really shine in the light of your own sun sign. If you have a tarot deck with you, whatever deck that you use, especially if you use the Rider-Waite, take out your Knight of Pentacles and take a look at it. You see a young, dark-haired man, well-armored from head to toe, sitting on a very sturdy black horse, or a dark horse. You know, dark is the absence of light, but that doesn't really matter. And and he's holding the reins with his left hand, the knight, not the horse. He's holding the reins in his left hand, and in his right hand, he shows the pentacle. You know, the sign of the pentacle, the sign of a coin, or, well, some tarot readers refer to that as the coins instead of the pentacles. And you see in the backdrop of this well-armored Knight of Pentacles on his horse, rolling hills in the background, as I said. Rolling hills, there are some trees. So it's showing me that right now, Virgo, it's time for you to get down to the bare basics, and use your talents and your fortitude to get the job done. You can expect to see things picking up in terms of your business, or if you're not self-employed, perhaps even with job possibilities. If you're looking for work, you're going to start getting a couple of interviews here and there. And if you are employed, you might be able to finally get your rewards for your hard work and your tenacity. So also just see the optimism all around you instead of the pessimism, because I believe when Virgos do tend to be a little bit self-critical, they tend to be a bit pessimistic. And now it's time to shine that optimism on top of you. And as I was telling a client earlier today, expect everything but assume nothing. So go for the gold. I mean, what is yours, claim it. And it's great that you're a perfectionist, and it's great that you are hardworking individuals and you're quite determined in that. Let that be an asset. Let those be your assets and not your flaws, okay? Because you're good with accounting, you're good with any type of fact-checking, any kind of paperwork, and you Virgos out there make great supervisors, because you're very direct, you're very to the point, and there's no this way or that. You know, what you see is what you get. So find that during the next few weeks until the transition of the sun goes from Virgo into Libra, which is my sun sign. I can't wait to talk about that next month. But for now, Virgo, this is your time to really start planting those seeds for change, and seeing how those seeds grow in your favor over the weeks and months to come, at least until the sun enters Virgo again in 2011. So look at the Nine of Pentacles, feel its vibration, and confirm and know that this is your time. This is your time, Virgo. You know, summer will be ending pretty soon, and you're ready to get back to work. You're ready to get back down to the bare basics. It's not about fluff. It's not about flamboyance. You're sturdy. You're reliable. You're direct. It's a straight line with you. No ifs, ands, or buts. Okay, so use it as your assets to claim your own prosperity and abundance, And happy birthday again to all of you sensational Virgos out there. Okay? Okay. Now, if you have any questions or comments about today's topic, the sun sign Virgo, and how it compares to the Knight of Pentacles, one of the court cards from the tarot, feel free to send me an email, podcast@intuitivedana.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Dana333444. All right. Next, we have a reading request for Stanislava. Stanislava. I hope I am pronouncing her name correctly. Stanislava's date of birth. She was born in 1983. And she is asking about her boyfriend, Thomas, born in 1986. And she wants to know how I see their relationship in the future. Her boyfriend has had a very difficult past. She's been told that they are indeed twin flames. But after a month, things started to change with them, and she's starting to feel depressed, I'm so sorry, and not as loved as it was at the very beginning. And his faithfulness to her seems to be in question here. So we'll definitely take a look into that. And Stanislava, thank you so much for your question. Well, you know, I'm not going to beat around the bush with this. I do see a happy ending to this relationship. However, it's going to take a whole lot of work. This is not a cakewalk here. This is not paradise, okay? Stanislava, you are actually a natural-born caretaker. You care big, and you care deeply. You are the epitome of a nurturer, okay? And you're an old soul as well. You've been around a lot of lifetimes. You love being around people. It's because of your personality and your natural chemistry. That's what really attracted Tomas to you. And he's been coming from a very vulnerable place within himself for quite a long time. So it's not just recent. He's gone through his fair share of internal battles. And that came from a very complicated childhood. It came from him not feeling loved by either a mother or a father or both. And it's what do you call it? He's pretty much enclosed within himself. It's kind of like, you know, I rarely curse on a podcast, but in this case, I'll have to. With Tomas, he likes to stew in his own shit, if you want to call it that. He finds his comfort in stewing in his own poopy caca. Okay, that's a comfort to him. So when he's stewing in his own shit or his own poopy caca, you know, then it transfers, that vibration transfers into other people around him, particularly you. He needs to find a way out of his own poopy caca by finding his own spiritual core to find healing within himself. But I get he's the kind of person that, you know, if you try to encourage him or try to show him support or try to make him feel more than, you know, he'll just shoot it down, tear it down, and then in the process, he'll shoot you down, tear you down, and then you end up, like him, you end up stewing in your own poopy caca. And that's not how you work a relationship, obviously. Although I do see potential in this, but again, it's going to require a lot of hard work. And, you know, you're not married to him, so, you know, consider yourself blessed that you're not married to him, or else it might make things worse. If you wish to get a temporary break from Tomas for a while, and explain to him specifically what's troubling you about the relationship. You know, just, you know, you can pretty much say that you're aware that he's had these issues for a while, and the issues that he hasn't been able to heal from are making the relationship even that more complicated, and it's affecting you, because it's making you feel unloved and unwanted and unappreciated. And in terms of his faithfulness, hey, you know, it seems as if that whatever love that he wasn't getting as a kid, that he's looking outside of himself and perhaps even in all the wrong places to get it. And it's like an addiction with him, I think, too. So he's a complicated lad, but I believe that you are so emotionally bonded with him, and you have that really deep, profound link with him, that you can take a break from him until hopefully he gets his act together, but I don't see like a complete separation. I don't. But I wouldn't want you to continue suffering because of him stewing in his own poopy caca. You know, if you need to take a break from him and say, listen, dude, I need some fresh air because your poopy caca really stinks. I don't like it. And I'm going to give you some time to really get yourself cleaned up with your poopy caca so that there'll be no more of it. And then we can continue this relationship later on. But right now, I need to get some fresh air. Okay, you are entitled to that. How long is it going to take? I knew you were going to ask me that. How long is it going to take for him to get out of his poopy caca? Who knows? It could take at least several months. If he's open and willing to get his life back on track, it might even take years. Okay, it depends just how much of you want to participate in his life and how much you really care. And I know you care deeply. You care deeply and you care big. And that's a big part of who you are as well. You know, you're young and so is he. And I get that sometimes with these relationships that, you know, let me tell you, I've had my own share of being with guys who like to stew in their own poopy caca. And, you know, and oftentimes, although it really hasn't happened to me, oftentimes when you're with your soulmate, let's say, or your twin flame, and at an early age, you know, in your teens, in your 20s, and then you take a break for a while, sometimes it could take that long before you two get back together again, let's say in your 30s or even in your 40s, and that person has changed. And then you possibly have changed as well, but at least for the better. And through maturity and through life experiences, you'll both begin to see things eye to eye. So do I think that this can go on for the next two decades until you guys are in your 40s to begin again? Hey, it's always a possibility. But what I'm saying to you, Stanislava, is you know what the circumstances are, you know what he's been through, and I believe there's a lot more below the surface that he may not even have told you because either he chose not to or he's suppressing it out of fear of exposing it. So there's a lot of, you know, I believe there's a lot of abuse issues as well with him going as far back as childhood. There are a lot of underlying factors here. But know this, you know, I do agree with you that there is a definite soul connection here. You guys are indeed twin flames. It's kind of like you need each other, but, you know, don't take that neediness into this sense of that you need him and you have to have him in your life. No, I believe if you need to take a break, go on living your life, travel, get your education, you know, hang out with your friends, find you first. And then allow Tomas to find himself. You can't make him do anything. He can only follow you by example. Okay, when he sees that you're not there because you're so readily there for him at all times, when he sees that you're not there, that's when he'll be like, oh, I have got to fix this. I've got to fix me. So I'm not talking about a total breakup here, but just take a temporary break. As long as you need to, and just seeing him from a distance. Don't get too involved, because that's going to be your first response. I gotta get to him. Stop. Because if he's still stewing in his own poopy caca, then your efforts are just going to be like for no reason. And that's going to be harmful to you energetically. Okay? So I hope this has helped you, my dear, with your question. And if you out there would like to have a free reading through the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names or initials, or you can say anonymous, or you can use an alias. Complete dates of birth, please. I can't stress that enough. I need month, day, and year. Full birth dates. And your one question to podcast at intuitivedana.com. Alrighty. Next, I want to talk about an invitation to non-psychic businesses out there. Someone approached me about perhaps running ads on his radio show, and I thought that would be a good way to sponsor his show and perhaps giving me a little bit more exposure in exchange. Then that got me thinking, well, why can't I do that for my own podcast? You know, for at least non-psychic businesses, you know, to either create a recorded commercial of some kind for that business, and the business would pay me to run that commercial spot on the podcast. You know, let's say this person wants the ad to run 10 times, they'll pay for 10 commercials. And then that commercial is run, obviously, 10 times. And it could be for events, too. Now, what I mean by non-psychic businesses, of course, you know, I'm trying to really get my own business off the ground here. So, if you can understand, I really can't promote another psychic on my podcast, per se. But if you have another business, like if you're selling crystals, if you're Reiki teachers, if you're Reiki healers, if you have an expo, let's say, or an exhibit, or an event that may feature psychics, let's say, then I could encourage you to sponsor the podcast, this podcast that you're listening to, by reserving a commercial ad. And here is a prime example of what I've done for my own business. And you can use this as a guidepost to create a 60-second spot to run on this podcast, paying for the amount of times you want it run. So I'm going to switch gears a bit and play my little commercial. Here goes. Are you looking for detailed answers to very important questions? Hi, I'm Dana Marie. And for two decades, I helped many clients transition from confusion to clarity. As tarot medium and clairvoyant, I deeply explore finances, career, relationships, soul connections, spiritual awareness, and personal growth. Insightful guidance reveals predictions for your highest and best good. To schedule an appointment, visit my website, IntuitiveDana.com, IntuitiveDana.com, or connect with me via Twitter at Dana333444. I look forward to assisting you. Peace, love, and many blessings. Like it? Yeah, so there you go. There's an example of, if this is something that you want me to create for you, or that you can create yourself with your own digital audio software, like an MP3 or a WAV file, but MP3s are more compatible with the email. Or you can write down what you want to say in terms of your non-psychic business or your event that could fit a 60-second spot. 60 a 60-second spot. And we will go over the specifics of how much I would charge per podcast for the amount of times you want your ad to run. And this is a twice-a-month podcast. When things start to pick up, it may go weekly. I don't know. We'll see. But for now, it's twice a month. So send your ideas for your own business. And again, it must be non-psychic, unless you're a Reiki healer or you're any kind of energetic healer. You have something to sell that might be considered homeopathic or holistic along those lines. And send that to me via email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And also leave your phone number as well, so, you know, we can really talk about it over the phone, obviously, with your name, please, and the name of your business and the nature of your business. And if you already have a pre-existing ad, whether it's 30 seconds or even 60 seconds, let me know, and we'll work something out. So it'll be great to sponsor this podcast. I actually pay premium membership for this podcast. So, of course, you know, this gives you exposure because your ad is running here, just like what you you just heard a few seconds ago. Okay, so this is an invitation to all non-psychic businesses. If you'd like to sponsor the podcast with an ad, send your ideas to podcast@intuitivedana.com. Please include your full name, the name of your business, the nature of your business, your phone number, and what you would like to have as your ad. Next, we'll talk about upcoming psychic events. And there's a lot of them. So, let's get to some good news here. I have a few radio show appearances coming up on different internet radio networks. And instead of listing them all down on the podcast, I would encourage you to go to my website, which is intuitivedana.com. And when you get to the main page, click on announcements. And what you'll see is a list of the various shows that I will be appearing on as guest starting next week, actually, around September 6th. And I'm on Best American Psychics, for example. I'm on Journey into the Light. I'm on New Frontier Numbers in Psychics. And coming up, Ask Our Intuitive. So I'm going to be all over the place. And the best way to find out for sure what's coming up and also links to archived radio shows, go to my website, intuitivedana.com, and click on announcements, and you'll see it right there at the top of the page. I have a busy month coming up, which is great for me. Okay, next, the Meta Center in New York City, Meta Center, M-E-T-A Center, on West 29th Street, is having an open house on Saturday, September 11th, from 11 a.m. to, I believe, 5 p.m., and I have been approached to give readings there as part of the open house at the Meta Center. I don't have all the details as of yet on my website, so for now, if you're in the city and you would like to check out the open house at the Meta Center, Saturday, September 11th, and to meet me in person as well, you can call them at 212-736-0999. That's the open house at the Meta Center in New York on Saturday, September 11th. A week later, here at the Enchanted Studio, is our second psychic fair. That's taking place on Saturday, September 18th from 12:30 to 6. And for more details, you can go to my website, intuitivedana.com. You click on events on the main page, and you'll scroll down a bit, and you'll see a nice little juicy banner describing the psychic fair here. We're going to have tarot readers, angel readers, clairvoyants, astrologists, Reiki healers, and so forth. And you'll find more information on the website. Valerie Sarnicole will be among us, Robert Alvarez, Barbara Dominic, Michelle Swan, Katie Weaver, to name a few. And we will be here, and me, of course, here at the Enchanted Studio Psychic Fair, September 18th, which is on a Saturday from 12:30 to 6. All details are on intuitivedana.com. And lastly, also here at the Enchanted Studio is the Free Spirit Gathering on Sunday, October 17th from 3 to 6. And you can find more information on the same website, intuitivedana.com, under events. And actually, that's the day before my birthday. The next Free Spirit Gathering at the Enchanted Studio, October 17th, the day before my birthday. How sweet is that? How sweet is that? And for all event-related information, intuitivedana.com. Alrighty. Next, I have a reading request for Wendy. She was born March 12th, and her question is, when will she meet her soulmate? She's been looking for a long time. Well, Wendy, you're not the only one, but let me see what I can come up with you. You, my dear... You know what? What I get about you, Wendy, is that you're very particular. Okay, so, and I guess that's a good thing. You're very specific with what you want. And, which, there's nothing wrong with it, but I believe that, and I'm not saying to compromise, you know, your specific requirements here to look for a potential mate. And you're not really desperate either. It's just that for the one... it's been taking a long time, but the good news is that I have a feeling that you're going to be able to find someone, and they're showing me by way of volunteer work. Where did that come from? Okay, well, Spirit just showed me that by volunteer work, I don't know what this means, if this even applies to you, if you do volunteer work at all, soup kitchens or... you know, working with the elderly, not that you're going to find an elderly man, but maybe somebody who's a fellow volunteer, is showing me that through that you're going to be able to find a gentleman to start a relationship with. And it's going to bring about a lot of, it's really going to elevate your vibration to finally find your life mate. And it feels as if this could be happening around March of next year. March of 2011, and that you may think that this current summer has been a little lackluster. You wait until next summer, because I believe next summer is when you're going to be really in your mojo with this new guy. Show me. What does he look like? Well, they're showing me a gentleman around your age group, let's say. They're showing me that he has curly salt and pepper hair, maybe a little bit more salt than pepper. He might wear glasses either for reading or just for seeing all the time, but they show me glasses with him. Not too terribly tall, at least 5'11 or so. It feels as me he's lost quite a bit of weight, so he might have been heavier at one point and he just decided to shed some pounds, so like maybe a 50 or 60 pound drop now, so, and he's determined to keep it off. At least married once, so he might have some grown kids. And they're showing me the letter F, like in Frank or Felix, but definitely an F connection, or maybe for Alfredo. Woohoo! Now, wouldn't that be special? But March, though, Wendy, so if you can hold on and, you know, get yourself a little bit active with your community in terms of volunteer work or signing up with different volunteer programs, if possible, that's when you're going to come across this gentleman. Very easygoing, very nice disposition, and he's going to create a lot of joy. Well, I shouldn't say he's going to create the joy. The two of you together would create joy in both your lives, so that's what I should say. And, you know, he's looking for his, the one, as well, but it's going to take a few more months before that happens. As I said, they're showing me March of next year, around springtime, and then, you know, you'll get to go on a few dates here and there, but when summer kicks around next year is when the relationship is in full throttle. It becomes a full-blown, really committed, exclusive relationship for the two of you. And there could be marriage in the works. It depends how far it goes. But there could be marriage in the works. So that's really great. So he's not too far off. But Spirit is encouraging you just to go out there a little bit more. And volunteer work. They just keep showing me you getting more involved in your community. And community activism or social activism. Whatever it requires to do a little bit of volunteer work. Maybe it's political, environmental, social, however, you know, whatever resonates with you. But through volunteer work and the connections that you will make from this is when you'll meet this Frank F. person, curly hair, salt and pepper glasses, around your age group, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, they're showing me great potential in this, and they're not showing me that he's a cheater or he's a troublemaker or that he's an infidel. You know, they're showing me that he's on a straight and narrow path, and he's looking for the one as diligently as you are. But it's just going to take a little bit more time. But it's happening. As soon as you become more active, you know, with volunteer work, as I mentioned, it's going to open many more doors for you as well, not just with finding the one. But that has a lot to do with it. So I hope this has helped you, my dear, and thank you very much for your question. And again, if you have a question for a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send first names, complete dates of birth, please, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. I do have some pre-recorded readings that I need to get to, and for those who have been waiting, I appreciate your patience. I will get to those within the next few days. Just some things have come up I need to pay attention to, and for those waiting for your pre-recorded readings that you have reserved through my website or through a special, please, I will get to you immediately, as soon as I can. Oh, yes, I did resume the free reading contest, which I failed to talk about during the little updates here, but I did resume the free reading contest. So if you would like to take a chance and win a free full reading with me by phone or Skype, go to my website, intuitivedana.com, and click on announcements, and you scroll down a bit, and you'll see where you can enter. And by doing so, you'll also receive my no spam newsletter. So you have to receive the newsletter in order to qualify for a chance to win a free reading from me. So you must opt in to receive my newsletter. When you opt in and then you're randomly selected, hello, you may have a chance to win. So good luck. Okay. What a wonderful day this is. I did cover everything, didn't I? Yes, I did. Alrighty, the message we have from Spirit tonight to close the podcast is manifest blessings. And when you take back your personal power, when you take back your power from people, places, and situations in your life no longer serving your divine good, no longer serving a purpose, you can then use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. And so many times we're so prone and programmed to try to fix everything or try to solve everything that we give away our power again to people, places, and situations that no longer serving us any divine good whatsoever. So sometimes we just really have to stop ourselves, and it can be hard. It's not an easy decision, but when you decide to take back your power and you harness it, and then you refocus and you redirect your energy to what's working. And when you allow that to work there through intention, you're able to manifest blessings in your life. So think about that for a second and breathe on that truth. Just take a deep breath and exhale, let it go. And identify those areas in your life right now no longer working for your highest good. And see yourselves detaching from that, from those people, places, and situations. And then when you regain, regaining that personal power, and breathing that truth, seeing yourself refocusing and redirecting and regenerating that power into those blessings that are working for you. And you manifest your dreams and your desires and your aspirations. You're manifesting all of those things to fruition when you refocus that energy. And that's what Spirit really wants you to do starting now, is taking back your personal power. It's God-given, not God-wasted. And you're going to use that intention to manifest true divine blessings in your life. And so it is. Okay. I should be back perhaps the weekend of the open house at the Meta Center around September 11th for the next podcast. So until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.